Okay, good evening. And it is time to start, and we have a special service of dedication. So what happens is you follow along in your bulletin, and I'm going to the back, and we will begin from there and proceed in, and it's just as it's written in the bulletin. So we rise. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And you can face this way. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Our feet have been standing. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Let the doors of this church be opened for the preaching of the saving word of God, for the administration of the sacraments according to the institution of Christ, and for the offering to God, the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peace be to this house and to all who enter here, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our mission hymn, and as the cross comes forward, you turn as the cross passes. when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion,
we were like those who dream.
Then our mouth was filled with laughter.
And our tongue with shouts of joy.
Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. Beloved in the Lord, Christ Jesus is present wherever His holy word is taught purely and the holy sacraments are administered according to His institution. As the Lord said through Moses, in every place where I cause my name to be remembered, I will come to you and bless you. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, though you are not contained in houses built by human hands, we pray that you will be pleased to dwell with us here and to make known to us your glory. Be present in this place where we are gathered to receive your forgiveness, hear your holy word, and praise your holy name. Graciously hear the prayers we will offer to you. Bless the marriages to be solemnized. Comfort those who will mourn. And let harmony and peace rest upon all in this place. Bring us at last to the heavenly Jerusalem, where the Lamb is the temple, that we may unite with all the saints and angels in His praise through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated as we sing our first regular hymn. Rise. I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in His mercy, has given His Son to die for you, and for His sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by His authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue with verses 4, 5, and 6.
Thank you.
lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. At your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those whose strength is in you. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. They go from strength to strength. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We sing the last two verses. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come and help us by your might, that the sins which weigh us down may be quickly lifted by your grace and mercy, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. We sing the first verse of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
The first reading is from the second chapter, from 2 Samuel, 7th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Now when the king lived in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his surrounding enemies, the king said to Nathan the prophet, "See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells in a tent." And Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you." But the same night the word of the Lord came to Nathan. "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, would you build me a house to dwell in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day, but I have been moving about in a tent for my dwelling. In all places where I have moved with all the people of Israel, did I speak a word with any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, Why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, that you should be prince over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make for you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, so that they may dwell in their own place and be disturbed no more. And violent men shall afflict them no more as formerly, from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house and your kingdom shall be sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is from the third chapter of Titus, beginning at the fourth verse. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is the word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How will this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, I am the servant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to
you may be seated, and we continue with our next hymn. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the Old Testament lesson, at least that's where we'll start. Verse 10, I will appoint a place for my people Israel. Verse 11, moreover the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. This is the text. And so, the background, it was King David. King David, with all kinds of success and all kinds of things that had happened in his life, King David, who had the Lord's blessing. And over and over and over again, God was with him, appointing him, taking him from watching the sheep, making him king over Israel. King David. And King David, having had all of those blessings, then says, at the end of it all, when he's achieved great things, he says, now wait a minute, I dwell in a house of cedar, and the Lord, where is his house? And so King David decides that he is going to build a house for the Lord. I don't know if you see where this is going yet. And so he has it in mind. He is busy making the plans. And he mentions it to Nathan the prophet. And the next day Nathan has to come back to David and say, no, 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 no. This is not how it works. You're not going to build a house for God. God will build a house for you. Oh. Well, what does that mean? God will build a house for you. So David has in mind stones and mortar, wood beams, cedar, the ornamentation, all of those beautiful things. And I wonder if you see where this is going yet. Because the parallel is there, isn't it? Over the last number of weeks, watching people in this building, painting, decorating, making repairs, doing all kinds of things, doing wonderful things here, and making it so beautiful. But we have a word from God. And the word from God is, no, 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 no. I will build you a house. What's that mean? Well, isn't this how church works? That we find a place, we make a beautiful building, we raise our songs of praise to God, we bring our worship, we bring our service, we bring all of these things before the Lord. And we realize that, yes, it's true, we are not worthy of coming into his presence, of bringing our praises to him, of bringing worship and service before him, but God is good and gracious and receives our prayers and our praises, and he blesses and he wants us to be in his house and singing the worship and the praises. But still there's that word from God, no, 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 I will build you a house. King David, he sought to do great things with his life. He sought to serve God, to be the best king he possibly could, to be a blessing to the people of Israel. He was going to build something great and wonderful, and then that word from God again. No. I will build you a house. At which point, we pause, take a step back. You know what's been going on here? God has been building a house. I will appoint a place for my people Israel. He gives us the place to worship him. He gives us the time in our life to worship him. He joins his work and his blessings to our lives and the blessing is absolutely amazing. But He's going to be the one who does the building of the house. Who is doing the painting here? Oh, that was Chris and others. Who is building this platform here? That was Ray and others. Who is doing all of this stuff and picking out carpeting? Bonnie and others. God was building the house, though. Because at a certain point, you realize that he's not talking about brick and mortar and stone and carpeting and anything of those things. When God says, I'm going to build a house, he means the people of the house. And the house he builds for David, he builds by gathering from how many of the nations of the world? All of them. From how many generations of humanity? Why? All of them. That kind of house has to be built in an entirely different way. And so, an angel is sent to the town of Nazareth to a young virgin named Mary and greets her, and in greeting her, completely confuses her. Greetings, O favored one. What? Now, Mary's going to get it right, because she is there in that encounter with the angel, knowing that she has absolutely nothing to bring. So, greetings, O favored one. And she's greatly troubled and tried to puzzle it out. What sort of greeting this might be. O favored one, what did I do to win the Lord's favor? I know I did nothing. I'm a sinner. Why is an angel greeting me, O favored one? There's nothing different between me and any other young lady anywhere in the world. What is this greeting? Ah, there she's got it right. She has nothing to bring, and she can't build a house for God. And so, the angel gives her that message. There's a child to be born. That's how God's going to build his house for David. There's a child to be born. A child who will be the Holy One. A child who will be the Son of the Most High. A child who will be sinless. A child who will be the one to be king. The only one who can be king over us, and in being king over us, bless us. The only one who can come into this world and bring the grace of God. The only one who can start building that house. Building it. Building it with what? Not stone and mortar, but building it with the Word of God. The message of salvation. Building it with the Word of God that gives blessing upon blessing. Building it with the Word of God that speaks faith into our hearts. Building it with the Word of God that gathers us together and brings us to the waters and takes the name of God and speaks it over us so that we're blessed. Building it with the Word of God, as he will preach that Word of God to the poor, to those very far from God, those wandering in darkness, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, building it with that word of God, so that he goes around the Holy Land and says variously, your sins are forgiven, rise and walk. Lazarus, come forth. And that word of God keeps coming into this world spoken by Jesus to create that house that God is building. That house where God says, I will build you a house. And he doesn't mean stone and mortar. He means flesh and blood. And that word of God then from the cross, Father, forgive them. And that word of God at the table. Take, eat. This is my body. And inviting us sinners, to come and be joined to the Holy One, to God Himself. And we come, and we eat, and we drink, and we receive the blessings of God. Let's see, it's got to be the Word of God from Him, from the One born for us, entering into this world, the One laid in the manger, the One who would grow up for us, the One who would walk with us, so that His disciples could say, we're telling the rest of you what we saw and heard and reached out and touched with our hands. That word of life. That word of God. The word of God that we are moving day after day towards celebrating the birth of the word of God in our world. It's coming. 5 days from now. We'll celebrate and we'll sing his praises and think about what it means to have God dwell with us. Because when he dwells with us, he brings forgiveness and he brings life. And he doesn't just dwell with us for a little while and then go away. This is for all eternity. The Word of God. This house that God was building for David? Well, look around the world and any and every other house crumbles away finally. Maybe hundreds of years before it does. But everything built in this world crumbles except for that one house that God is building, because it is an eternal house, an eternal family. In Jesus' name, amen. We rise. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts. Thank you. service of communion. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should, at all times and in every place, give thanks to You, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming Him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when He comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels, archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify Your glorious name, evermore praising You and saying, are You, Lord of heaven and earth. Blessed are You because You have given Your name to be named over us, Your water to be poured upon us, Your blessing to be spoken to us, Your word to be in our ears and in our hearts, and Your Son to be our Savior for all eternity. Now in this hour You have given a place to gather, to hear Your gospel and to speak the words of salvation to our children. You have given us the times, the days, and the hours to sing Your praises, and You have given us the joy of Your own presence. We thank and praise You especially for Jesus Christ, Your only begotten Son, for He is our Savior and our brother, having been born for us, having suffered for us, and having risen for us. Now in this meal, He gives us Himself, His very body to be our bread of life, and His blood shed for us to promise and give forgiveness of all our sins. Grant that we may gather to this table week after week, and in gathering sing His praise and be nourished in faith and love. To You alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in Your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is My body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of Me." In the same way also, He took the cup after supper, and when He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in My blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
And now may the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his most precious blood strengthen and keep you in the true faith to life everlasting. Go in peace. Amen. We sing. Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, that the lips which have sung your praise in the sanctuary may glorify you in the world, that the eyes which have seen your great love may also behold your blessed hope, that the tongues which have confessed your name may ever speak the truth, and that the bodies of all who have tasted of your Son's living body and blood may be raised to share in eternal life with Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord smile upon you and give you peace. Final hymn.